Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. Today, I want to talk to you about the concept of self-created ceilings. So if you tell yourself something over and over again, eventually you're going to start to believe what you say. If you listen to what other people say about you over and over again, eventually you're going to take that as truth. Now, this could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. But if you've been conditioned to believe that you're a simple person meant to live paycheck to paycheck, just like your parents did, you probably won't grow very much financially. But your choice to accept this is what we're calling a self-created ceiling. And that ceiling is driven by your beliefs. Now, those beliefs could have been brought on by your own thinking, or it could have come from other people outside of you, but that's irrelevant. You and you alone have the power within you to let go and change these ideals. So you can rewrite your story. And if you're going to rewrite your own story, make this story what you want it to be. Tell your new story to yourself over and over again. So see yourself in this new story as clearly as you can. Go to that new story in your mind. Grasp the feeling of what it would be like to make the story your real life situation. And then convince yourself that this story will come to pass, or something better will come to pass, and that will just become your reality. Like, that's what we're trying to get to. It's focusing on where you want to go in life. It's not limiting yourself by things, these preconceived ideas that you've gotten in your head for whatever reason, right? These obstacles that we created. And we all do it. There are all certain things we've been told growing up, whether it's from our parents, whether it's self-taught, whether it's from a teacher or some person of influence that said, we're not worthy, we're not good enough, whatever that case is. Now, it also helps sometimes where, you know, people have told you good things that have helped you excel, that you've taken in. And that's a great thing to do. But my point is that you have the ability to make the decision on where you want to go. Nobody else can limit your ability without you giving them permission to do so. So you ultimately decide on this whole concept. And I want you to think about that. And so if there are things in your life that are not going the way you want them to, you and you alone have the ability to change them. Exercise that right. Exert your influence and change things to the way that you want them to be. It's that simple, right? It's not an easy thing to do. Conceptually, it's simple. It just requires the idea of figuring out where it is that you want to go and having the discipline to maintain yourself so that you stay on the path towards getting there. That's it. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about the concept of forgiveness. For today, I just want you to think about what's limiting you. I want you to think about where it's come from. And I want you to think about what you truly want. Know that you can overcome it, put a plan against it, and start executing on your plan.